hanging out on Jazz Street with Mr. BB3, Benny Banach III. Benny, welcome back to Rochester.
Thanks for having me, man. We're getting ready to rock over here in the tent in just a minute.
So talk about your most recent project and how did it all come about.
Well, we're going to be playing some music this weekend from my most recent album, Third Time's the Charm. We've got Russell Hall, great bassist on the record. He's in the band. And it's a mix of standards and some original tunes. I love, of course, singing and love playing the horn. So my tunes kind of sound like old school stuff, but I like to think we got a little fresh spin on it.
Speaking with Benny Banach III, Benny, talk about growing up in the 412 in Pittsburgh and what that was like.
You know, I was just talking with Jason O'Lane from Jazz and Lincoln Center about the legacy of some unsung Pittsburgh heroes, and it's such a deep jazz history there, lineage. So many great musicians came from that town. So for me growing up there, you know, I'm walking in the shoes of Earl Father Hines, Mary Lou Williams, Art Blakey, Stanley Turrentine, George Benson. I could take the whole interview just naming Pittsburgh cats, but it's a great town steeped in that tradition, and I feel like I'm coming out of that sound.
Talk about your family history with the music and the legacy of Pittsburgh.
Well, my grandfather was a trumpet player, more in the swing sound. His heroes were Harry James, some of the old New Orleans big band era trumpeters. And he had a big hit for the Pirates back in 1960 when they walked off Mazeroski to beat the Yankees. The theme song of the Pirates was basically Camptown Races, but it was New Orleans style. My grandfather played that tune, and he was a big band leader around Pittsburgh. So I've had big shoes to fill. You say the name Benny Banach back around Pittsburgh, and people think you're talking about my grandfather. So I'm still trying to live up to that family legacy, but it was great to be raised in the music.
So for Benny, give us an idea of what your show's like. They're always so high energy and just so full of inspiration and hope. But for you, what's it like for you to present that?
Well, you know, we're here. This is a hip crowd in Rochester at this festival, so they're used to seeing world-class talent. But for me, when I travel around the world, my favorite feedback that I get from audiences, I feel like I'm in New York City. I feel like I'm at a jazz club in the West Village. And I really do try and bottle up that energy that you find down there at Smalls and the Blue Note and Zinc Bar and all these clubs at 2 in the morning. And I try and put that on a big stage and wherever I am in the world, make people feel like they get a little bit of that New York sound.
And you're going to get a big taste of that tonight and tomorrow and at the jam session too.
That's right. If there is a jam in town, far or wide, I will be there. I will be playing the last tune, trying to be like Roy Hargrove at 3 a.m. I'm there. So if the bar's open, there's a tune going, I'll be there.
So why is that culture so important, the jam session culture of jazz?
Well, I always say a jam session is like, that's our communion. That's our church. That's where we break bread. And it also is an opportunity for like a cross section where younger musicians get a chance to kind of meet some of their heroes and some of their peers. And it's like a low stakes environment. But when you're on stage, there's nothing low stakes about it. So some of my first opportunities to be heard from my heroes were at jam sessions when they were hanging out, their gig was over, they were just having a drink. So it really is kind of like, you know, that's the water cooler for musicians to meet and kind of network.
You get to network, Benny, on stage as well as after party, after time, and overtime later on tonight and tomorrow. Benny, again, thank you so much for doing what you do to make the world a better place.
Well, we're looking forward to it. What a great lineup this weekend. Thanks for having me.